I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Yes, it is Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Welcome to Hammer Time Radio on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking home improvements since 1989. And now, here's your host from Cortez Construction Services, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Happy fall, and getting ready for fall and getting ready for winter is our subject this Saturday morning. First of all, thanks to Philip and Nicholas for filling in. His mother and I did a little traveling and had a chance to go to Ireland, which was wonderful, and also had a stop in Amsterdam. Fascinating city Amsterdam is. If you like living on the edge, that's the city for you, right? It was quite remarkable. The architecture of Amsterdam was also interesting. Built on stilts and a lot of water, a lot of canals. House, the building's built on stilts, and a lot of them leaning. So I texted the boys. I said, I think we need to open an Amsterdam depot, department of Cortez Construction. A lot of buildings being righted from all the leaning. And, of course, as you well know, prostitution and marijuana are legal in Amsterdam. The interesting thing about the marijuana, apparently, it's not, I guess, legal. What they told us is that the officials look through their fingers. They kind of create their own filter, and they kind of look the other way. Although it's sold, you know, openly in all of the, they say, coffee shops. Separate bar from the actual bar. There's another bar where you go to buy your marijuana. And everyone smokes it in the open. You could smell it everywhere you went. Prostitution, that's another interesting story. Actually kind of sad to see the way this works, but the girls all on display in windows, lit red. They call it the red light district. You want to guess why, Jerry? Why do they call it the red light district? It's because apparently red light makes your skin look better. So that might speak to the level and age of the girls that we're talking about. No, they were all beautiful girls. That was the sad part. You wondered why they chose that as a direction. But anyway, that was an interesting stop. And then Ireland, great country to tour. Went to the Blarney Castle. Yeah, we bit the tourist bug there, and we went to the Blarney Castle and kissed the Blarney Stone. So now I am considered more, what was the term now? Loquacious or something of that nature after you kiss the Blarney Stone. So I don't feel any different after that, but we did do that. Probably the most fascinating stop on the trip was the Azores Islands. Always had that on my bucket list to stop there. The Azores, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, played an important part, you might guess, during World War II as a refueling stop. Volcanic island. The volcanoes are all now dormant and filled with water and have become volcanic lakes. So interesting reflections of light come from the fact that they're clear water in a volcano crater reflecting against the blue sky. Very, very beautiful. Very beautiful island. So here we are back in the saddle for you with an open phone line this Saturday morning. Anything around the house, pick up the phone and give us a call. I want to talk a little bit about this Saturday morning about getting ready for the wood burning season. And kind of like things kind of like hit me in the face sometimes. I've had a couple friends ask me about why their chimneys are cracked and why their chimneys are leaning. So we'll talk a little bit about chimney construction first, and then we'll get into a little discussion about wood burning, fireplace safety, choosing the right wood and all of that. And we'll mix in all of your home improvement questions. So pick up the phone right now and give me a call. The number, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome, *930. Text me at 30930. And, of course, email hammertime@cortese.net. Check out everything we do at the Cortese Construction Company. All there at cortese.net. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations. Our beautiful Bella Kitchina custom kitchen cabinet line for indoor and outdoor kitchens. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our handyman service, including handyman for a day. All there at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. To Hamburg we go first and say good morning to the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there in the village of Hamburg on Main Street. It's Nicole McKillen. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. We've inched up our home equity line of credit to just 3.25, still a great rate. That's good news, but also great news on the mortgage rate at Lakeshore. Tell us about it.
Yes, if you're purchasing a home right now with a credit score of 740 or higher, your 30-year mortgage rate starts at 4.25.
Wow, that's great. And is that fixed?
That is fixed.
Okay, so a 30-year fixed 4.25 at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Great place to do your banking, folks, including the fact that with mortgages, they never sell them. So you can count on the same level of service that you get when you apply for the loan right through the life of the loan at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Nicole can walk you through it all, along with the home equity line of credit that's available right now with no cost whatsoever, no appraisal fee, no closing costs, no fees whatsoever. It is free, only 3.25 fixed for 1 year. How do you beat that, Nicole?
You don't.
Okay, so let's start by giving everybody the Hamburg branch phone number.
You can reach me today at 646-9480.
Okay, and repeat that for us, please.
646-9480.
For 127 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Lakeshore.
Seneca Gaming and Entertainment, we've got your game.
Betty's the name, and bingo's my game. So call me Bingo Betty. The only place I play bingo is Seneca Gaming and Entertainment in Irving. I've been all over creation. No one pays more cashola than my friends at Seneca Gaming in Irving. Seneca Gaming has big cash bingo sessions 365 days a year. Bingo Betty don't smoke, but if you do, no problem. Seneca Gaming in Irving has smoking and non-smoking bingo areas. I always win my share of the jackpot, and you can win too. Just join Beat Bingo Betty at the next bingo session. Take the Skyway straight out Route 5 or Exit 58 off the 90 West. Online at SenecaGames.com. And remember, Betty's the name, and bingo's my game.
We've got your game.
It's Dominic Cortese here. Summer is in full gear, so now's the time for the folks at Scranton Street Builders and United Materials to set you up with that personal outdoor living space that you've always wanted. With two convenient locations to serve you, Scranton Street Builder Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit in Depew, and United Materials on Yonge Street in Tonawanda, not too far from the 290, they're here to help you with that outdoor kitchen, patio bar, fire pit, patio, and even a complete outdoor living room. Now is the time to get that professional advice you need from Scranton's Rebuilder Supply and United Materials, who offer creative ideas to effectively and efficiently move that project forward. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 4:30, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. till noon, with the area's largest outdoor living space on display 24/7. Their team will be there for you at Scranton's Rebuilder Supply on Walden Avenue in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in to see them today or check them out online at UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. Let them be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
There's no place like home, especially when your house is a place you can be proud of. Quality windows and entry doors installed by Kaz Home Improvements up your home's curb appeal with ease. Whether you need one replacement or a whole home overhaul, Kaz comes through with attractive, durable windows and doors from the most trusted major brands, such as Anderson, Marvin, Simonson, and more. Design your dream home with Kaz, improving your home from A to Z. Visit KazHomeImprovements.com.
With prices so low, you've got to go to CFO. Carpet Factory Outlet is the home of crazy low prices every day on every kind of flooring. Carpet, remnants, vinyl plank, area rugs. If you want rock bottom prices, go direct to the outlet. Carpet Factory Outlet. CFO is the biggest discounter of flooring in New York State. Price and selection you have to see to believe. In stock, ready to go, carpet and flooring at a fraction of the cost. Buffalo's only true Carpet Factory Outlet is Carpet Factory Outlet. You've got to go to CFO.
Well, by now you know that the beauty and durability of a garage floor from Gorilla Garage Gear is the way to go. And now, folks, you can trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. That's right. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in West New York? Good question, right? Well, let me tell you. It's our zero upsell policy. Let me explain what that is. Now, when you ask most dealers for a price on a garage door, yeah, they'll sell you a door, but they'll also sell you new tracks, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets, and the list goes on. Guess what? You might not need all of that. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that'll save you money. Now, Joe Afalo is standing by, and he's ready to take your call. Here's his phone number. It's 715-6927. Let me repeat that. 715-6927. Call Joey now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll save an additional 10% on any purchase of a garage door or a garage door opener. That's right. Pays to listen. Call Joe now. 715-6927. You could also visit him online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla!
Hammer time!
10:21 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? The helpline is open. And I've got a phone line with your name on it, 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give me a call, and we'll chat about anything around the house here on WBEN. So I was speaking about the fall season being wood-burning, beginning of the wood-burning season, and coincidentally, some friends have been asking me about why they think their chimney, I think that their chimneys have been cracking. And it's a serious issue, and it's a common issue, too. So let's talk a little bit about how to identify problems with your chimney. If you do see cracks in your chimney, that is an indication of a structural change. A structural change meaning that either movement is afoot or, more likely, moisture permeation and saturation and subsequent refreezing has led to cracking in the chimney. Now let's start by getting rid of the obvious. If your chimney is moving away from the house so that it's touching on the bottom and moved out by an inch or two or more at the top, that has nothing to do with what I just said and everything to do with movement caused by inadequate foundation. So that's a very serious matter. Now, you could consider in that scenario having a helical pier installed. That'll have to be engineered to support the foundation of the chimney to right it. And hopefully that's all it will take to fix that. That's not an inexpensive repair, but it'll be a very effective one. So that's a top of the list if your chimney is moving away from the house. Secondly, if you do have cracks that are coming down the face of the chimney, that's an indication, again, of moisture permeation, meaning moisture has gotten into the masonry and then refroze. The first place to look for a possible reason for that is the chimney cap. The chimney cap is where the water more than likely is able to get in. So seals around the flue need to be in place. And if there's any cracks in the cap, those need to be repaired too. After that's done, the cracks can be pointed up, and hopefully they aren't going through the brick. That makes it a little bit more difficult. Those bricks will actually have to be removed in order to fix that. Now, why do you think moisture gets in a chimney? Well, it's usually because the material that's used to seal the space between the cap and the flue is not the right material, and it will dry out and crack and then cause separation. Another consideration, however, is the actual spacing inside the chimney needs to be in place so that the heat expansion doesn't cause this problem with cracking too. So chimneys, cracking, serious issue. Another and third spot to look at is the flashing. Chimney flashing, notorious for being a place for water to infiltrate. When you have your roof redone, that flashing should be redone too, so that everything is stepped back in place to ensure that we're not going to have a water problem there. So chimney leaking and cracking, usually related, usually related to flashing issues at the roof join. So hopefully that helps you with your chimney issue. Next, we're going to talk about fireplace safety and wood burning, and we'll mix in your phone calls, and we'll start in NT with Jim. Good morning, Jim. You are on WBEN. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good, thanks.
I have an old house, and I do not have a basement, so I had a little bit of a plumbing issue, and I crawled under in the crawl space, and I noticed all of among the bottom of the floor was, I'm believing it's white and black mold and mildew.
Is it dirt?
No, it's not dirt. It's clearly white in some places and clearly black in some others. But
it's not a dirt surface? It's a concrete surface?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is a dirt surface.
Ah, okay.
Crawl space.
Then you are seeing the white is definitely mildew or mold. Does it smell musty?
It does.
Yeah, okay. So here's what we need to do. Get some heavy mill plastic, the heaviest you can find, 4 or 6 mil. You can buy that at the home centers. You want to roll that out over the dirt and be sure to tuck it tight and seal it as tight to the walls of the crawl space as you can. You may want to use some ballast like stone or bricks or blocks or whatever just to hold it down. That should do the trick to eradicate the issue of the moisture, which is taking residence in the crawl space. What happens is the moisture comes through the ground, and it mixes with the warmer air in the crawl space, and a layer of condensation will form, which will then lead to the mold growth. And once the mold growth starts, that's when you start having the issues with smell. So when you cap that by covering it with plastic, you're preventing that condensation phenomenon from occurring. And in so doing, it's going to kill the mold and then eliminate the smell. You could, before you lay the plastic down, use some either chlorine bleach or peroxide in a heavy concentration to try and kill the mold spores. But just simply cutting off the air supply, if you will, by covering the ground will do a lot to help kill the mold on its own. The next thing I want to suggest, Jim, is that you ventilate the crawl space. And you can get a big box fan and just put it down there and let it run. And, you know, it'll cost you $4 a year, I think, to run this fan. So it's a very inexpensive idea to move the air, which is the key. And that'll help keep the air fresher down in the crawl space too. You maybe will want to open some louvers if you have them, or windows if you have them. And in the wintertime, of course, we'll close all that up. Now, you could leave the fan running year-round. Just moving the air alone will help prevent any problems of buildup of any musty smell. My guess is the mustiness is going to go away once we cover the ground with plastic.
Okay, and the box fan, is that something that you hook up underneath the crawl space and it's just there all the time?
Yep, it's sitting right on the crawl space floor and just running 24/7. Hopefully you'll get a nice one that's not going to be too noisy for you. And if it's a problem of noise at night, maybe you can put it on a timer so it's not running when you're sleeping if it does bother you. But the idea here is just to move the air in the crawl space.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I learned a lot from your program.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call, and I hope that helps you.
Thank you very
much. All right. Jim hangs up, and that opens up a line for you here on Hammer Time Radio. The number is 803-0930. Very common problem Jim just brought up, crawl space floors not being properly covered with a vapor barrier. That is technically a building code that a crawl space floor be covered. Polyethylene plastic heavy mill is a good way to go. Another solution is a floor, a concrete floor. And sometimes we do what's called a splash coat. A splash coat is no more than a washed out concrete mix, not finished, just kind of like roughly troweled or roughly floated. And the only problem with that is if you wanted to, if the crawl space was high enough to use for storage and, you know, that kind of thing, then a unfinished floor or a rough finished floor is going to be a little bit harder to navigate over, where the plastic or even a full concrete floor, poured concrete floor, would certainly be better than that. So keep that in mind if you want to be able to use your crawl space on a regular basis for storage. And if access is key, if the crawl space is tall enough to be able to get into it comfortably, that's a good chance then for you to use that space on a regular basis in a practical way for storage. And therefore, you'd want to have a floor that's going to work to accommodate that access. So keep that in mind for accessing and using a crawl space for storage. A good question, Jim. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN. We're going to squeeze in some fireplace safety tips next when we have time between your phone calls. Your phone calls certainly are more important, so pick up the phone now. 803-0930. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, time for the top of the news. Michael Baggerman is standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom, and then we come back, we'll continue our dialogue and our questions right here on Hammer Time Radio, exclusively on WBEN. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top local stories. The Amherst police were looking for 17-year-old John Walsh, who was last seen at the North Town Center for a hockey event. But just a few minutes ago, they've sent out that they are canceling that missing person alert. The boy has been found. Tonawanda Coke must hire a third-party monitor as part of its sentencing. The corporation was convicted of violating its probation earlier this week at the federal level. They'll have state hearings next month where they may lose the air permit. The Senate Judiciary Committee chairman rejected concessions sought by Christine Blasey Ford and her attorneys and threatened a Monday vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination without a quick agreement. But minutes before the deadline last night set by Chuck Grassley, an attorney for Ford requested another day for a decision. Blasey Ford's team said that she couldn't testify until Thursday to give her time to drive from California to Washington, D.C. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has issued a statement denying that he ever pursued or authorized recording the president, also saying that any suggestion that he advocated for the president's removal is absolutely false. Your WBEN First Alert forecast for today, it's not going to be a warm day. High of 62, you'll definitely want to wear the sweatshirt today. Less humid, also pretty windy, as you can tell outside right now. Tonight, lows will dip into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, it'll be nice, mostly sunny and a high of 69. Monday, sun and clouds, rain at night, and that rain will continue on into Tuesday with a possible thunderstorm as well. high of 73 on Monday. Currently in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies, 57 degrees. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
H.W. Brick & Sons, for over 30 years now, they've been the experts in the heating and cooling service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons, a name you can trust. Since 1985, they have built a success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is truly unique. H.W. Brick & Carrier will find the proper solution to your family's comfort needs, whether it's a high-efficiency furnace, an air conditioner, or a boiler. H.W. Brick & Carrier can certainly handle it. H.W. Brick & Sons, a factory-authorized dealer for Carrier HVAC products. Carrier, turn to the experts. Now, if you call H.W. Brick & Sons right now and you tell them you're listening to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio on WBEN, you will get a 10% discount on a standard installation of any HVAC system. That's right, a 10% discount on a new Carrier furnace, but you need to call them right now. H.W. Brick & Sons. Let their family take care of all your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. They do all of our major plumbing and heating work, and they should do yours too. Here's the number, 297-2901. That's 297-2901. Call them today. Tell them Dominic sent you.
Selling your home is more than putting a sign in your yard or an ad online. The Sherman Collins team's proven renovation model will help your home sell faster and for more money. That's right, more money. With the Sherman Collins team, you get real estate agents, designers, stagers, a licensed home inspector, and a contractor that updates your home for just the cost of materials. Listing your home is a seller's dream with renovations by the Sherman Collins team, part of Vantine Real Estate. Call 361-9422.
Global politics isn't my strong suit. Running the hardest working home comfort company in Buffalo is. When we heard the price of furnaces and AC units was going up, we stocked up. Save $500 to $1,500 if you install by September 30th. Does your furnace or AC need replacing? Then beat the increase and get on our schedule today.
Comfort is always on call.
Hey homeowners, have you noticed that your driveway, patio, or even the concrete around your in-ground pool has started to sink? It looks awful, doesn't it? And honestly, it is a safety hazard too. Hi, it's Dominic Ortiz, and I have the most effective way for all of you DIYers out there to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There's so many benefits to using A1. There are no chemicals, you don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. I didn't even tell you the best part though. The cost. You'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so give A1 a call at 341-4550. That's 341-4550 for a free estimate or learn more about the process and savings at a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
David Bellavia here. It's hard to believe it, but storm season is right around the corner. Be ready this year. Call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tune special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. And be ready if the power goes out. Have Vastola tune up your generator. If you need a generator, Vastola is an authorized Generac dealer.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
For over 70 years, Vastola has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. Their clear and complete proposals help you fully understand your options, and Vastola's warranty can't be beat. 5 years on labor, 10 years on parts, and 5 years of free maintenance. That's 5 years of tune-ups included with every installation. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
Each and every Saturday morning, we look forward to a phone call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. We're now beginning the transition as of yesterday from summer to fall and getting ready for the heating season. You know, your air ducts that the heat and air, cool air travel through, need to be as clean as possible to ensure that you are breathing fresh and clean air. What collects in your ductwork that you may not realize? Well, it starts with things that come off of our body. Yeah, dead skin cells. Those collect down in our ductwork. Dust mites result from that. Dust mite feces as a consequence of the dust mites. Maybe some dead animals that have crawled in. Maybe a salmon that's been left over from a fishing trip. It's true. How about a lasagna platter? Yes, these are things that have actually been found in people's ductworks. It all needs to be removed. And how do we get it out? Well, the patented column duct cleaning system blasts all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and then with negative pressure, they suck it all out, and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Wow, that was a comprehensive description of everything that we have and do pull out of people's duct systems every week. And,
that's right.
You know, the net result of that is that it makes them healthier. Some people, you know, they'll say, like, do you have any allergies, sinus, asthma? No, not really. And then they call us after the service. They go, wow, I don't wake up stuffed up before. And it's like, eh, you didn't answer my question right the first time. But anyway,
yep.
It can make a huge difference. And we are getting close to turning our heat on. And then we have this awful smell that is those dead skin cells on the heat exchanger that have collected, and that burns off in a couple of days. Everybody calls in then, so you want to get on the schedule now, because we're heading into mid-October on our schedule with a couple of emergency spots for people that have more immediate health needs.
Okay, so each and every Saturday morning with your phone call, we anticipate an extra special Hammer Time radio-only discount. What's it going to be this week?
All right. Well, as always, we have tremendous deals because we have tremendous buying power on our high-capacity, you know what I'm talking about.
The high-capacity dehumidifier.
The dehumidifiers, yes, and our medical-grade air purifiers. And for duct cleaning, a first-time customer can still get $36 off.
Okay.
And, of course, there's greater deals for military, senior, first responders, and law enforcement. So you might find your way into one of those categories. And we have Matthew standing by to take your calls today.
Okay.
He's going to be able to take care of you and get you scheduled. And we really appreciate all your business.
683-3000. 683-3000. Get a Hammer Time radio only discount by calling Indoor Air Professionals today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Hammer Time.
10:40 is the time on Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese in studio for you at 803-0930. We'll take our phone calls and then squeeze in some other chimney and wood burning tips as we begin in Medina with Tim. Good morning, Tim. You are on WBEN. How are you? Hello, Timothy. Tim going once, twice. I'll put you on hold, Tim. Maybe you put the phone down during the long break there. West Seneca is next. Joanna, hello.
Hi. I have a gas fireplace,
mm-hmm.
and I want to turn it on, put it on, and it won't go on. And I called so many people, so many companies that had fireplaces, and none of them will come out unless it was their fireplace. And I'm wondering if there's someone out there that would just come out for a gas fireplace.
Do you know the brand?
No, I don't. I don't know the brand.
How old is it, Joanna?
It's probably about maybe 8 or 10 years old.
Hmm. Do you remember where you bought it?
It was a gift from my stepson, and he won it from someone, and so that's how we got it. It was a prize, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's installed in your fireplace,
yep.
in your wood-burning fireplace opening.
Recommend anyone, so I don't know where to go. And I called about 10 places, and they said they wouldn't come out unless I bought it there. So
yeah, well, I can understand why. There's a tremendous concern for liability.
Uh-huh.
You know, fireplace safety should be on the top of mind of everyone when you're operating a fireplace. And if they're servicing something that might have a defect, mm-hmm. they might own that defect then. And, you know, there's a liability there that would be passed over to them that they didn't really necessarily deservingly get put on their lap, if you know what I mean. So
if I turned it on in the basement and just hit this little thing up here, it would go on. But
so exactly, explain to me the problem you're having.
The problem is it just won't go on. That's it.
So it won't ignite?
No.
Okay. So it might just need a cleaning?
See any flame at all to begin with.
Okay. Is it a push-button igniter?
All I do is just push it, yes.
So that usually has a battery in it. Did you try replacing it?
But there's no battery, and it's like a big piece of wood, and there's no battery in it, no.
Because usually if it's a push-button igniter, it's driven by a battery to make the spark.
But if there's no place to put a battery in where you put it...
Well, the actual button you push
unscrews,
and the battery is inside of that.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's typically the setup of a push-button,
How big is the battery? Because this little thing is so small, it's like a little piece of wood.
It might be a double A, or it could even be a triple A.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep. Or it could be, it's probably too old to be a lithium. So I would say, it's probably a double A. But that's assuming that, did you ever remember when you pushed the button seeing a spark?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Before we, first of all, if you can unscrew that button and there's a battery inside, then the problem should be solved.
Uh-huh.
But you could use a lighter. And if you turn the gas on and click a lighter and you get it to light, then you know that we're right, that it's the spark that's not occurring.
Uh-huh.
So that's all that you need is a new battery.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just don't know how a battery would ever fit in that little thing.
Well, again, it'll unscrew. From the actually right at the button, it'll unscrew, and then the battery will be inside that.
Okay. Well, if that doesn't work, do you have anyone?
The only person I would refer you to when we talk about fireplaces is in Holland, it's Countryside Stove, and in Lockport, Always Warm. It's the same family that owns both.
Okay.
And you can mention that you spoke to me on air. We refer to them for all of our jobs that involve fireplaces. So they're good people. But I do appreciate why someone would tell you they don't want to deal with this because of the issue of liability.
I don't know how many places I call, but I understand why.
Yeah. It would help, by the way, Joanna, if you had the brand name.
I don't.
Anywhere is there a nameplate?
No.
Hmm.
I see a couple little buttons in the front, but there's no name on them.
Yeah. Well, give what I said a try, and let us know how it turns out.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. Joanna hangs up. That frees up her line for you at 803-0930 as we travel next to Hamburg and chat with Marty. Good morning, Marty. You are on WBEN.
Hey, got a quick one. You mentioned the crawl space mold. If you go to sell your house, you have to have the professionals come in and clean it out.
Well, there's a level of practicality here. This is a reality with a dirt floor in a crawl space.
Yep.
If you can identify this issue and create the scenario where it's been eradicated, then I don't think any real attention needs to be drawn to it. While having said that, mold is definitely a health concern, and it could make or break a real estate deal for sure. Because if you do involve bringing in inspectors and eradicators, it's going to be costly. So I'd say, and I encourage anybody who has a dirt floor crawl space to cover it so that it doesn't become an issue at resale.
Well, if it's there already, it's not going to go away, will it?
Well, if it's covered properly, as I said, then it's a non-issue.
Yeah, my daughter had that problem. She tried to sell her house and the inspectors come down. And she had some dried up mold from a leaky roof, and it was all dried up already. But they said they had to have it cleaned out. Thousands of dollars.
Exactly. And then just like the Joanna's call about the liability of servicing someone else's fireplace, anybody who comes in that has a certification and finds a problem, the liability falls on their lap if they don't identify it. So therein lies the whole issue. We have to make sure that we are our own inspectors, so we don't need to bring these people in to create the scenario we have to worry about their liability. So again, that's why I encourage everybody to be proactive with issues around the house so they don't become issues of liability, not only to deal with an inspector, but also to deal with possibly affecting the value of the home.
Yeah, well, it's getting to be everybody buying a house, they have their own, they hire inspectors.
Of course.
You know, that's...
Again, we're in a litigious time in our lives, and Yeah. It's important that we, as I say, be as proactive as we can. All right, Marty?
I guess so. But if it's there already, it's kind of hard to get rid of it, and they're going to find it. And...
Well, I say make sure it's covered with heavy mill plastic, as I said to the earlier caller.
Yeah, but this is up in a wood part, you know.
Oh, in the framing? Well, that's another whole issue. I thought you were talking about a crawl space, basement crawl space.
Bottom of the floor. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's another whole issue that we can talk about. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take our next commercial break, and when we come back, we'll deal with Marty's mold issue, and we'll talk to you right after this. Now, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely, a bathroom remodel is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom as the surefire sign of quality. And it's a beautiful glass enclosure that would be included in that around your shower or bathtub, and it's only from Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bath. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass. Well, guess what? There are many. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call my friends at Twin City Glass right now. Here's their number, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit them online at twincityglass.com or stop in to their showroom in Williston Park and tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. You know, I just love to carry around a heavy ladder and climb up to the roof to dig around in the gutters when they get all clogged up with leaves and gunk, and I'm sure you do too. So I'm sure you're going to be really disappointed to learn that the LeafGuard gutter system will eliminate the need for you to ever go up there again. That's right. With LeafGuard, you can say goodbye to cleaning gutters, and you'll never have to worry about water damage to your home from gutter clogs. LeafGuard keeps your gutters running flawlessly and is 100% guaranteed not to clog. It even includes a lifetime warranty for snow or ice. LeafGuard will never pull away or come down from your house. If it does, they'll come out and fix or replace them for free. For as long as you own your home, the LeafGuard techs are world-class installation experts. They'll get everything set up perfectly the first time. Request a free in-home estimate online at leafguardoflakeerie.com or call 695-1010. Eliminate stressful and dangerous gutter cleaning with LeafGuard.
David Bellavia here. When it comes to choices for your new bath or shower remodel, Bathfitter has them by the boatload. Colors, patterns, and finishes of all types. Just go to bathfitterbuffalo.com to try the virtual bathroom design tool. Design your space and see the finished product before it's finished. Call Bathfitter at 242-8999. Book your in-home consultation and tell them Bellavia sent you for 20% off and $150 in accessories. Call Bathfitter today, 242-8999.
Selling your home is more than putting a sign in your yard or an ad online. The Sherman Collins team's proven renovation model will help your home sell faster and for more money. That's right, more money. With the Sherman Collins team, you get real estate agents, designers, stagers, a licensed home inspector, and a contractor that updates your home for just the cost of materials. Listing your home is a seller's dream with renovations by the Sherman Collins team, part of Vantine Real Estate. Call 361-9422.
If you're an adult between the ages of 50 and 70 and concerned about your retirement, please pay attention. Dan Couts from Couts Financial will be teaching an educational course, Retirement by Design, at Hilbert College and UB. Dan will educate you on how to create your own goals for a successful retirement, eliminate debt, and improve cash flow. Don't wind up like millions of Americans uncertain about retirement. Get educated and register now online at KautzFinancial.com. That's K-A-U-T-Z Financial.com and see what retirement can look like for you.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Medical Radio Buffalo. UB School of Dental Medicine is looking for volunteers. If you're a diabetic, 25 years or older, and a non-smoker, you're needed for a research study to evaluate the benefit of supportive periodontal therapy in diabetics. This study requires 5 to 6 visits to UB's Dental Clinic, where treatments will be provided. Compensation will also be provided for time and travel. For information, call Sue at 829-6306. Again, that's 829-6306.
It's Dominic Cortez here. Summer is in full gear, so now's the time for the folks at Scranton Street Builders and United Materials to set you up with that personal outdoor living space that you've always wanted. With two convenient locations to serve you, Scranton Street Builders Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit in Depew, and United Materials on Yonge Street in Tonawanda, not too far from the 290, they're here to help you with that outdoor kitchen, patio bar, fire pit, patio, and even a complete outdoor living room. Now is the time to get that professional advice you need from Scranton Street Builder Supply and United Materials, who offer creative ideas to effectively and efficiently move that project forward. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 4:30, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. till noon, with the area's largest outdoor living space on display 24/7. Their team will be there for you at Scranton Street Builder Supply on Walden Avenue in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in to see them today or check them out online at unitedmaterialsllc.com. Let them be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez, brought to you by Scranton Street Builders and United Materials. If you are listening last Saturday at this time, we were talking about should you pay off your mortgage and ideas on how to consider refinancing. Now, a question begs, what is a manageable mortgage payment? Well, a rule of thumb among mortgage lenders is the so-called 28-36 rule. The 28-36 rule will measure how much of your total pre-tax income goes to paying back loans. No more than 28% for monthly housing expenses, property taxes, homeowners insurance, any condo fees and such, and no more than 36% of all debt, car loans, home, student loans, etc. This debt-to-income guideline roughly translates, for instance, into a 30-year mortgage of $180,000 at 4.5%, monthly mortgage payments of $912. On a household income of $52,000 a year. The math works if you double it. So a $360,000 mortgage for a household income of $104,000 a year. Banks also take into account the loan-to-value measure of how much of your own money you're putting down on the assumption that people will be more likely to keep up payments on homes that's worth more than the mortgage. This is the classic 20% down payment that is a cushion for the banks against a slump in property values. Neither rule is ironclad as a maximum or a minimum, but the general idea is that people will not fall behind on a house payment if the payment fits into their budget.
Stop. Hammer time.
Go with the ball.
The Home Improvement Tip of the Week airs every Saturday morning at 8:40 on Buffalo's Early News with Henry Nevins here on Saturday mornings on WBEN, and it's then posted online at WBEN.com. Click on the on-air button and find me, Dominic Cortez, and the tip will be there, along with all of our archived shows as well, all at WBEN.com. So before the break, we were chatting with Marty in Hamburg about what I thought was a crawl space issue regarding a dirt crawl space floor. However, I misunderstood the call. He's actually talking about an attic crawl space. Isn't that correct, Marty?
No, it's a crawl space. I don't know. I've got a chimney going up along the side of the...
Well, where is this crawl space that we're talking about? Is it the basement crawl space or the attic crawl space?
Basement.
And the mold you're talking about is not on the ground, it's on the joists?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, I got this chimney coming out, and it's inlet into the roof, and the rain leaked down there. It got all wet.
Okay.
That created a mold.
Okay, well, there you go. So that could be wiped off the wood. If the wood isn't rotted, that mold could be wiped off with some bleach and water, and that should do the trick. Again, I would deal with that so that you don't have to deal with an inspector. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, Marty, thanks for the call. Let's move along to Medina and see if Tim's back. Hello, Tim, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Here this time, Dominic.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What can I do for you?
Okay. We have an older home built in 1880, and we have the chimney in the attic that over the years, and it seems to be getting worse, the brick is starting to flake off. It has a white powdery substance on it.
Okay.
And it's flaking off.
Okay.
I need to try to get that fixed.
What is vented through the chimney?
Pardon me?
What do we use the chimney for?
It's a fireplace.
Okay, wood-burning fireplace.
Wood-burning fireplace.
Only wood-burning fireplace?
Yes.
Okay. So what's happening here, Tim, is when we use the fireplace, how often do you use it?
Well, I don't use it as much anymore, only because I'm kind of fearful
okay.
of the chimney. Matter of fact, I can smell a little bit of smoke when I go into the attic after we've used
okay.
the fireplace.
All right, let me give you some insight. It seems to me that we've got a couple things going on. First, the heat that's generated from the smoke is actually permeating through the masonry to the extent that it's then forming a layer of condensation on the perimeter of the chimney in the attic, mixing with the cold attic air in the winter, and then leading to this flaking, which is probably starting with a little bit of mold growth, and it may be just that, and just maybe mold growing on the surface. Now, do you actually see deterioration in the brick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that may be the start of it, and now the moisture is actually affecting the masonry. And with the age of the chimney being what it is, are you assuming it's original?
Yes.
Okay. So this all may be tying together that the age of the masonry for all these years that it's been reacting with the condensation of the attic has led to this deterioration. The fact that you smell smoke is an indication that we may actually have cracks that are actually coming through the flue and through this masonry. It may have developed so much porosity that you're actually getting the smoke into the attic. That is cause for concern. I would recommend a video inspection of the chimney if you haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because this way we'll detect whether there are any cracks. And the chimney could actually be lined as a way of forestalling replacement. Or that may be where we're headed, is a full rebuild. So a video inspection would be what I'd order.
Who would do that?
A lot of the fireplace companies do offer video inspections. Some of the Masons offer that as well. I don't have a name I can throw at you right here and now, but you could start by calling a fireplace store. And in Medina, I don't have a name either. So maybe hunt around for a fireplace store and see if they can lead you to the right place.
Well, what about the place in Lockport that you've mentioned?
Yeah, Always Warm. I would send you there for sure. You can talk to them.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck with that, Tim. Let me know how that turns out.
All righty.
All right.
Yep.
And that pretty much wraps up the show. Thank you to Jerry Craig and to Jason Somerville. Again, thanks to Phil and Nick for filling in for the last 3 weeks. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. In the meantime, remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.